It's mid-morning at the census office in downtown Cedar Rapids. There are about 60 workers here who are responsible for counting the number of people in about one-fifth of the state.
Thank you for calling U.S. Census. This is Carla. How can I help you?
Iowa had the best return rate of any state during the last census count in 2000 at 76%. And David Greedy, who's an enumerator in the Cedar Rapids office, explains trying to get an accurate count is a long process.
We systematically canvass blocks by walking around entire blocks, entire neighborhoods, looking for potential living quarters and making sure that we can count everyone that we can.
Much of that work is complete, but there will likely be a lot of follow-up in flooded neighborhoods. In parts of Cedar Rapids, it's not uncommon to see blocks of homes boarded up. But some families only live on the second floor while rebuilding continues on the lower levels.
It's a tricky situation to determine what to do with those houses. And quite frankly, as an enumerator, we're just eyes on the ground, reporting that that's a particular house that could be habitable.
By late April, census workers will be going door to door to houses where a questionnaire was mailed but has not yet been returned. Making sure there's an accurate count is particularly important in Linn County. Supervisor Ben Rogers says the county is almost an entitlement community.
We are very close to a threshold of 200,000 in our population, which would, if we cross it, entitle us to some more federal funds.
A population estimate from right before the flood shows the county had about 208,000 people, and while many county leaders say they expect to stay above the entitlement mark, more than 18,000 people lived in flood-impacted areas. Rogers says staying above 200,000 people is especially important during the bad economy.
18 to 24 months after an event like we had with the flood, you see increases in alcoholism, increases in suicides, increases in people being laid off and requiring more of our services.
For many Iowans, primarily those who live in rural areas and receive their mail through a P.O. box, census forms have always been hand-delivered. And because the devastation experienced throughout Iowa in 2008 was not as widespread as what happened during the hurricanes in Mississippi and Louisiana, the method of delivery has not changed. Dennis Johnson is the regional director of the U.S. Census, located in Kansas City. He says although the method of delivery is not changing in Iowa, he says special efforts are being made to get the word out.
We still have a couple people coming on that will be working in the local communities to talk about the census, the importance of the census, and in particular in the eastern Iowa area, we want to talk about how important it is for the residents to fill out that form and return it as quickly as possible.
Every year, about $400 billion federal dollars go to state and local governments solely based on population. Johnson says he doesn't expect Iowa's return rate to be lower this year because of the disasters. However, that isn't stopping Linn County leaders from stressing the importance of participation as the county remains on the verge of receiving more federal dollars. People can track census form return rates for each state, county, and city by visiting 2010census.gov. A daily update will be posted starting Monday. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Alex Hoyer, Iowa Public Radio News.